We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Afternoon, Tom. I think that everybody should be forced to get a shot and then forced to wear a mask and armband to prove they were vaccinated, distributed by the county. Just maybe that will finally make people realize what's going on and stand up for their rights. Ouch. All right, so welcome to the program. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's see, on your 11 o'clock news today, it was reported there was a handful of people protesting the mask mandate. I didn't hear the news, but in our webpage story, WBEN.com, we estimated the crowd, I believe, at 500. The Erie County executive estimated the crowd at 300. So, let's see. How many people calling in are complaining but took the shot, wear the mask, and carry their papers? I have not taken the jab. My spouse was forced out of her RN job Saturday, 35 years down the tube. Take the shot or job action will be taken against you. Forced retirement well before you're ready to retire, or you'll be fired, which means you forfeit your pension. No chance for unemployment. I'm sorry, somebody had to show they were vaccinated to get her chips in Canada. Zero skin in the game. How many people calling in walked away from their career and all it involves? So far, everyone calling in is a gutless whiner. All right. If you have given up something major to make your point known, if you are not a gutless whiner, we would like to hear from you. We'd also like to hear from gutless wieners, which would be very bad to grill. I prefer Hebrew National. I've got like one person who agrees with me. They're the best hot dog there is. I know what you are. Tom, that's heresy. You're in Buffalo. You can't say that. Oh, sure I can. Sure I can. All right, 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN, the way to get in touch with me. The county executive says that it is a minority of people who are opposed to the mask mandates and any other mask mandates or other COVID mandates that may come down the line. New York City, the mayor, Bill de Blasio, has ordered all employers to have only vaccinated employees. And he didn't give them any notice whatsoever. None whatsoever. So let's get to the calls. Are you, in fact, a member of the minority? And do you believe that Mark Poloncarz, the Erie County executive, is going to issue a vaccine mandate for public places soon? I believe he is going to. And I challenge, furthermore, the Erie County Democrats who were making the telephone call on Friday. I don't know if they continued it over the weekend or not. I don't have a landline. I don't know if they're calling cell phones. I don't know. But I didn't get any call, but my phone's got a lot of restrictions on it. I mean, my own doctor couldn't get through to me, which kind of sucked. But basically, they were asking people, do you approve of what Mark Poloncarz is doing? Do you approve of the mask mandate? Would you approve of a vaccine mandate? Well, Erie County Democrats, why don't you, you took people's time up to answer your poll. Why don't you release the results of your poll? Show us the questions. Show us the responses you got. and break them down, Republican, Democrat, gender, age, show us the internals. People were nice enough to take the time to respond to your poll, so why don't you tell us how much support there is for Mark Poloncarz and the mask mandate? Are you afraid? Because if it was like 70% favor the Poloncarz mandate, first of all, I would question your sample, to be honest with you. But if I were running your poll, if I was an Erie County Democrat, I'd be all over this. I'd be calling my show saying, Bowerly, you're a moron. You're an idiot. 80% of the people agree with the county executive. 80% of the people want a mask mandate. 100% of the people want a vaccine mandate. Bowerly, you're a troglodyte. So if I'm a troglodyte, call in Erie County Democrats and tell me I'm a troglodyte. Let's hear the statistics. Let's hear the figures you got. And let's go into the methodology you used and the statistical methodology you used in order to do the public opinion research. The fact that you're not calling my show or our newsroom to say, hey, here are the results of the poll we did. Most people think Mark Poloncarz sucks. I mean, Or you'd say most people think Mark Poloncarz is he's the bee's knees, Louise. All right, let me give you the phone number, your phone call. If you are opposed to the mandates, do you believe that you're part of the minority? You can call her back as long as we've got a number. As long as we can, if you cross verified it online, I just want to make sure we're all cool. I don't want to get jammed up. Let's go to Maria in Tonawanda on WBEN. Maria, you are on. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Tom.
Hi.
I'm fired up because Mark Poloncarz is full of BS. Okay. And the people that think that we need masks are the ones that are afraid. They're afraid because they watch mainstream media. They don't know. They're paralyzed with fear. And I belong to some of these protesting groups. And I'm going to tell you, there are probably more of us than there are of them because I think people just are afraid of retribution. I think they're afraid to speak out, be seen. But I think that in their head, they don't agree.
So there's a silent majority out there that isn't getting involved in the discussion publicly.
Absolutely.
Well, see, I know a lot of people like that in the silent majority, and they'll tell me one thing, but they'll never call the show.
Yeah. Well, because
I mean, I guess for one thing, they don't need to because they know me, but.
Yeah. But the thing is, you can't say anything. You can't say boo. Now, I went, where did I go yesterday? A couple of stores, and I was the only one in the store that had no mask on. And you don't believe some of the dirty looks I get from people, but then there are people that look at me and they take their mask off.
Good. Oh, you know what? It only takes, sometimes if you study group psychology, sometimes it only takes one person to say no before people realize it's okay to say no.
But they won't.
Well, they did. You showed the example and other people followed.
Right, right. But only a few. But now this is what's gotten me going. I belong to a gym that is now requiring me to have a vaccine in order to get in.
I would ask for a refund of your membership based on the idea that they changed the terms of the contract. You didn't agree to that, did you?
Right, but that's not the point. The point is that's straight up discrimination against me because of my health.
Well, let's call it what it is. It's segregation. It is segregation. You're segregating the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, and I'm afraid it's going to get worse. I'm afraid Poloncarz is going to come out and mandate vaccines before we go to restaurants or bars or nightclubs or anywhere else in Erie County. Forget about it. I mean, you already have to do it at a stadium the taxpayers fund and a hockey arena where the team is playing better than I expected.
But Tom, the vaccines don't even work. They're not even FDA approved.
They're not approved to stop COVID. The face diaper is a waste of time.
Exactly.
And the vaccine may also be a waste of time.
Look it.
Okay, let me rephrase that.
I got to calm down. Got to back it up.
No, but I would like to rephrase it. I mean, the vaccines, the efficacy of the vaccines diminishes rapidly from month to month. And look, I don't want to dwell on me, but I think I'm a pretty good example. I was fully vaccinated April 22nd of this year. COVID September 15th of this year. How does that happen?
It's ridiculous because it's, you know, maybe you don't know, but I think that we're on the same page here, that the elites are exploiting these new variants to expand their power. That's all they want is power. And people need to wake up to the fact.
I agree with you.
Oh, my God.
No, I agree with you. And I mean, how can I not agree with something I predicted months ago? That every time things started to look like they were normal, oh, my God, here's another variant. It's the variant of the month club.
But why are people running afraid? I don't understand. When the flu was so bad, you know what I mean? Nobody was running around wearing a mask. No.
There was a pandemic when Woodstock was going on. Nobody stopped 500,000 kids from showing up and seeing Jimi Hendrix do the Star Spangled Banner and CSN sing very bad harmonies on Sweet Judy Blue Eyes.
Do you know the American Medical, the Heart Association, I think it was the AMA or the Heart Association, put out a post on Twitter saying that there's increased adverse effects from the vaccine, from the heart, you know, having heart issues. And
well, I'd like to, before you, I mean, like, somebody's going to send me that tweet then, because I don't like when you say, well, it was either the AMA or the American Heart Association. There's a big difference. And if you want to make a credible statement, you got to get the organization right.
Yeah, I have it. I have the tweet. I can send it to you.
All right, well, please do that.
Okay, but I think that there's more people that hate this mask thing, but they're just complying because they don't want to be looked at in a certain way. They don't want to be pointed out, singled out, and I think that's exactly how it is.
Well, look, again, I think that the mature and sane way to look at this is the communist Chinese gave us COVID, and we're going to have to live with COVID for the rest of our lives. And there's going to be new variants coming out all the time. And chances are, no matter what you do, at some point, you're going to end up with some kind of COVID. And guess what? Most of you are going to survive it just fine. And those who are at higher risk continue to be the ones who die. The older you are, the more comorbidities you have, the greater risk you have of death. And I ask you, in all honesty, if a 90-year-old dies of COVID and the 90-year-old has 18 underlying medical conditions, was it really COVID that did the guy in?
No, of course not.
How about the fact that the dude was 90 years old?
That's right.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. 803-0930 is the phone number. Are you in the majority or the minority? So I received an email. You can answer these other calls when you get a chance, young Joshua. You don't mind if I call you young Joshua, do you? You do? Okay. So, Jacob? Should I just call you Jake? What should I call you? I'm just going to call you Herr Schmidt.
The only one that calls me Joshua is my mom when she's really mad.
Okay, I'm going to go with Herr Schmidt. Should I do that? Herr Schmidt.
I don't know. That could get a little controversial if you get in the wrong crowd.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just a German whatever, abbreviation or name or whatever. All right, we'll work on that. Herr Schmidt. Okay, let's go now to a woman who apparently has a very large fan club in Western New York. She is a medical doctor. Her name is Dr. Jamie Obst, and she would be a great guest for your show. Speaking of German names, her religious exemption was refused at a religious hospital. Her case has been on the desk at the Supreme Court for 3 weeks, but she hasn't heard yet if they will hear it, and sisters won't wait. Yesterday was her last day, so she can talk now. She and her husband and children are now forced to leave New York State. Is this the woman of the hour, Dr. Jamie Obst?
Hello, yes. I'm here.
Thank you very much. Tell us about your career. Tell us about your situation. Enlighten me some more on this email I received.
Sure. So I've been working over at Sisters Hospital for the last 8.5 years after I did my training there. I'm an OBGYN. And I had a fantastic job. I loved my patients. I worked in the training program with the residents and medical students. And then when Governor Hochul gave us her mandate and then said that we were not allowed to have religious exemptions against taking the vaccination, basically it's come to this, and I lost my job over the weekend.
You and how many other people?
That's a great question. We were never told, no one's ever given us a number of how many people were requesting religious exemptions. I was told it was in the hundreds, within our organization, but that's a big unknown. I don't know.
So,
I know probably a few dozen people just from my own networking, but I know it was much more than that.
So you have been terminated because you will not be vaccinated?
So I had the choice. I could either, be terminated or resign. I chose to resign, but yes, because I would not take the vaccine.
Why not, may I ask?
Sure. So I have a very strong religious opposition to using a vaccine that was developed and produced on the backs of willfully aborted babies and using their stem cells in that research project.
And Sisters is a religious hospital, correct?
It is.
That's kind of interesting, isn't it? Because I thought the position of the church was anti-abortion.
It is, but that's gotten really messy because some of the leaders within the Catholic Church have fully embraced this vaccine.
Like the Pope.
No, but I like the Pope, exactly. But I think it needs to be said because there are so many other Catholics out there that are not comfortable taking this vaccine because of its origins.
So you resigned your position. Are you going to I'm sure I'm not the first person to say this, but it's kind of interesting that a doctor who specializes in obstetrics would be named Obst. I'm sure that's come up once or twice in your life.
It has come up a few times. I'm married into the name, but I'm grateful for that.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. Dr. Jamie Obst is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Religious exemption. Her case is now pending. Just instead of resigning, I'm curious, why not make them fire you and maybe wait and see what the state Supreme Court has to say and maybe get restitution and everything else?
Well, that's a great question. And really, it comes to kind of how things work when I'm applying for a new job. Any new state, and I am being forced to relocate out of state, any state that I apply for a license in, one of the questions that they ask is, have you ever been terminated from a physician or had your medical privileges at a hospital revoked? And I'd prefer not to answer that in the affirmative in the future.
What state do you have in mind?
Well, I'm looking red. So think of the reddest states you can imagine. And
Florida, Texas.
Tennessee, yep.
So. Tennessee, well, for now.
Yeah.
Dr. Jamie Obst, so you spent most of your medical career here. Do you have to take the medical boards all over again in a different state to get licensure?
God, no. No, but it's just a big process. You have to provide a lot of different documentation that shows you're a real doctor. It takes quite a few months to do that.
A real doctor as opposed to a state-licensed snake charm or something like that.
Exactly.
Okay, well, this is a serious thing. I mean, you've got strong religious convictions. Your religious convictions do not allow you to take a vaccine, which in part was made with fetal stem cells. As far as the efficacy of the vaccine or lack thereof, have you an educated opinion?
Well, I think it's fairly obvious that the vaccine has not been the 97% effective that it was touted when it was first released. You know, here we are about to be on a second booster shot. So it's clearly not a vaccine. You know, the CDC had to redefine vaccine in order to make the definition fit what this COVID vaccine is.
You are correct. Early September.
And so, yes, I mean, it's not a super effective mechanism against this virus, but truly my primary objection with it is on a more religious and philosophical basis.
As opposed to an efficacy basis.
Correct.
So, here's what I don't get. Our Constitution in this country allows us the free exercise of religion. And you, it would seem to me, are being denied the free exercise of your religion. This is like a First Amendment case.
It is. And what's
and a 14th Amendment case, equal protection under the law.
Yes. So the hospitals have granted medical exemptions to numerous people, and believe it or not, a whole bunch of those exemptions were granted on Friday, I think when they realized that a lot of people were about to be departing and they don't have people to replace them. So now we have a true discrimination case where all these people have been granted exemptions on a medical basis, but I'm not being granted an exemption on a religious basis.
That's I find that to be absurd.
Yes.
Doctor, can you stick around with us for a little while and talk to us?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Can you stick around with us a while and talk to us? We've got about like an 8-9 minute break coming up. Or would you like us to call you back?
You know, I actually have to jump on another call, but I would love to, but I'm not able to.
Well, I think we've got your cell phone number. I'll have my people get in touch with your people, and we'll do lunch.
Okay.
All right, we'll get you on the show. Dr. Obst, thank you. I'm sorry that we're going to be losing a doctor. Just the one thing I wanted to ask you was, I've been told that some hospitals are telling the doctors who do the operations that bring in the big bucks, oh, you're not vaccinated. We don't know that. Continue to work, doctor. Can you verify that?
I can't. Apparently, I'm not a big enough deal to know whether or not that's happening. But
you're a pretty big deal to the people who emailed me who loved you.
Oh, thank you. I love my patients, for sure.
Well, they love you, and if nothing else, that can be a legacy you're leaving in Western New York. But let's stay in touch and get you on for a little bit longer. Doctor, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you kindly. Dr. Jamie Obst, who has resigned her position because if you're a doctor, that's one of the things they want to know. Did you quit? Did you get fired? Did you lose your privileges? And if you answer yes, that opens up a whole different can of worms, right? So anyway, we need to break. Are you in the minority if you oppose the frickin' mandates? And I said frickin'. And in New York City, the mayor there says, private businesses, you want to work in a private business in New York City, you got to be vaccinated. I think something similar is coming to Erie County and then eventually statewide across New York. And the shame of the whole damn thing is it doesn't work. You look at the countries with big vaccination rates. Are things paradise there? Au contraire. We'll be back on the air on News Radio 930 WBE.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And coming up.
I do believe, based on the information that we've received, that it is a minority of the people in our county. The majority of the people in the county understand the situation that we're dealing with.
Based on the information we have received. What information have you received, Mark Poloncarz? Why don't you guys share the results of the poll you did? And also, I want to know whom you called. I want to know if it was skewed Democrat or skewed Republican. Was it skewed according to the registered voters in Erie County? And by the way, Mark, if you were so sure that everybody was in love with your mandate, why did your party spend, I don't know, how many thousands of dollars doing a telephone poll on Friday? I haven't heard anybody who got it over the weekend. But you were asking people, do you support Mark Poloncarz and what he's doing? Do you support the mask mandate? Would you support a vaccine mandate to go into businesses? I'm just going to tell you this once, Mark. You can only poke a snake so many times. Capiche, Paisan? Let's go to some more calls on WB. It just sounded like a tough guy thing to say. I don't know. Let's go to John in Kenmore on WBEN. I mean, we need more edicts and mandates from government like you need a bag in your leg. Here is John in – oh, wait a minute. Here's John in Kenmore. John, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. How's it going?
Hey.
We went to Shea's last night. We were having dinner across the street in a famous restaurant down there, and we were noticing that the lines were a little longer. Now, we were there in October for a performance, and we just went up to the door, showed them our tickets, and then we went. Well, last night, we had to show proof of vaccination, and my wife changed the wallets before we went downtown, and she didn't have hers. Luckily, she had a picture of it on her phone. And they accepted that.
Oh, I'm surprised.
But I'm just wondering how many people got turned away, because I've never heard that you needed the vaccination to go into Shea's Buffalo.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah, they made that very public, also to see a hockey game and to see a football game.
See, I missed that somehow, and Luckily, we made it in there with the pitcher on the phone. But if it wasn't for that, I don't know.
I'm very surprised they let you in on that.
Yep.
They'll probably get a very, very mean call from the county health commissioner admonishing whoever made that decision.
When did they come up with that time?
That was about a month or two ago.
Oh, that long ago.
Now, it was right around the same time. Well, you know what? I mean, frankly, talking COVID, the days kind of blend together. So maybe it was a month, maybe it was 2 months. But it was around the same time as the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres said, you must be vaccinated to come in.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's it.
And that's unfortunately, my friend, I'm afraid that's what's going to I'm afraid that is what's going to happen next. That'll be the next Poland Cars mandate. And I also fear it's going to be a state mandate. And if everything starts in New York City, it's going to be a mandate that everybody in private sector business be vaccinated. And they're going to see. And here's the thing about vaccination, dude. Your vaccine is only going to last so long. So after time goes by, you are not going to be considered to be vaccinated.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'm going to enter the ranks of the unvaccinated. I think my state identification, I think it ends on April of 2022. So I thank you kindly. Was the show any good? What'd you see?
Very good.
What? Who was playing there? I don't keep track of such things.
Pretty Woman. We saw Pretty Woman last night.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm just curious.
Good show.
Thank you. When I fit into my tuxedo again, I'll go. Oh, wait. I don't know anybody who's vaccinated to go with. Never mind. all right. Thank you very much. Inside joke. All right. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. All of my friends are fully vaccinated and fully in compliance with every law. let's go to Mark in Alden on WBEN. Mark Poloncar says that people protesting the mask mandate are in a minority in Erie County. Now, he did not back that up with any statistics, which he could have, depending on the poll that they did on Friday of the residents of Erie County. And by the way, when you release the numbers, release the internals as well, so we can figure out if the numbers were skewed to suit your political agenda. But please, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Tom? I'm a first caller, and thanks for having me on.
My pleasure.
Yeah, we can have lots of discussions about that, and maybe we'll get to that. I don't want to eat up all the time, but these edicts and these mandates, it's crazy. Just a little thing about me. I'm a retired teacher. Got out in 2019, so the school year before COVID hit, and very active in the pro-life. Groups here in Western New York through the Catholic Church. And none of this stuff really makes sense. And we can talk more about it, but I'll go right back to your original question about are we in the minority or the majority? I was at the protest today, and quite honestly, it's hard to judge because we go out, on weekends I'm part of these groups and we go out and wave our flags and stuff. So it's hard to get a judgment on that. But like when we were at Niagara Square today and we were listening to the speakers, Robbie De Niro and some of the other ones, as people are circling around Niagara Square, in the rotary there, people are blaring their horns. Now, these are people in their cars. If we, whatever the number was that was there, it was 400, 300 and 500, according, to whatever.
Well, our page said about 500. Mark Poloncar has put it at 300.
Right. So I told a couple of friends that it was 400. So I guess we're in the middle, right?
Well, but you know what? It really doesn't matter. I mean, the fact that you got more than a dozen out or more than half a dozen out on a crappy Monday morning. I mean, it was warm, but it was windy and the rain was lashing and your face is soaking your flags and your clothes. I mean, that bespeaks of the passion. But I'm surprised if it's anything like the rally we did against the NY Safe and Cuomo way back when, they'll probably send you a bill for wrecking the grass. And oh, I'm sorry, there isn't. They're going to find some weeds that you broke.
Yeah, really, really. But like I said, if you just kind of arbitrarily say, well, all these people are tooting horns, and if they all came out with us, we double the number. So that's good. Most of my friend groups, and I'll be. Truthfully, I'm not vaccinated, and just because none of this stuff makes sense to me. But many of my friends are, and they're all on board. It's like, this is crazy. I would say I have one friend who kind of sits on the fence, and he doesn't really give an opinion, but a vast majority. Now, the thing is, if you go to the grocery store, like I happen to be down Transit Road on Sunday morning at Wegmans in Amherst, it was packed, and there were probably hundreds of people grocery shopping, and I believe that I might have, me and maybe two or three other people didn't have a mask. Now, that doesn't really, you know, like I said, we're kind of taking one event. I know you had a call around before. The woman said that, you know, she's against all this, but she's not comfortable taking her mask off. And, you know, it, considering she's healthy. Now, by the way, I will say kudos to you for, you know, you putting the mask on if you don't feel well. You said it at an event that you were at.
Yeah, I mean, but it's what I would do because I thought it was the common cold because the rapid test said I was negative for COVID. I didn't find out I'd had COVID until, 8 days after the freaking test.
Right. But isn't it?
I mean, imagine a disease so lethal, so horrible, I needed a test to tell me I had it.
That's exactly right. And isn't it a shame that if we go back 21 months before COVID, that we just trusted people, right? You went out in public, and if people were sick, you know, some people don't even know, you know, I was a teacher for 32 years, and
you've got the immune system of a large horse.
Yeah, and I had COVID too, and you know, a couple days down, and then that's it. But you know, you back to the days where if people you didn't walk around worrying if somebody was sick, and I think people's minds have just gotten just crazy. But we don't know where they're all at. But just a quick little thing. We're talking about this new variant that comes through.
The variant of the month.
The variant of the month. Exactly. The Omicron or whatever. By the way, an anagram for moronic, if you flip up the letters, if you haven't heard that one yet.
Or media control, I think somebody said.
Yes. No.
There's no L in it. Never mind.
Omicron is moronic, so you can juggle those letters. So you can, seriously.
I don't like anagrams. They're too confusing.
Yeah, but anyways, you know, for you to travel outside the country, aren't you required to have a vaccine?
I believe it depends on the country to which you travel, to be honest with you. I enjoy traveling very much, but ever since COVID hit, I haven't even thought of traveling. The furthest I have been from Buffalo, I'm embarrassed to tell you, is Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. And the next furthest, Hammondsport, New York. It was worth it to hang out with Billy Bob, but I'm just saying.
There you go. But my point is simply, you know, this new the new variant, okay? I saw a video a response from the Minister of Health from South Africa who came on and said, right, this was whatever, when the 3, 4, 5 days ago, whatever it was, and said, you know, it's very mild, some muscle aches and a couple days of not feeling well, and there's really nothing to be concerned of. But when it comes over to our leaders of health in our country, all of a sudden, it's like, well, we got to take a look at this. What? And it's once again, and we can go on and on about a lot of this stuff, but the fear that's just being perpetrated and in some people's minds, for, like I said, you know, back 2 years ago, if you had a common cold and you were walking through the grocery store and I didn't know about it, I didn't care about it, you'd go get your milk and your bread. Well, maybe eat more than that. But anyways, and you just go on with your life. And it's just gotten out of control, you know. So, anyways, but back to the thing. I don't know. I hope and pray that people that were in the majority of the people who are against all this mandates and if it gets to the vaccine next week, as you said, we'll find out. We'll see what kind of pushback there is then, because I know there will be 4,000 in Niagara Square next week if that goes through. So,
well, we will see. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. It is 3:49. Got an email. Cats. Bad topic choice, dude. The topic was not cats. I was talking about someone, a critter that I have mentioned on this show over the past 18 years. So, I would like you to get on your knees and bite me. Thank you. 3:49 at News Radio 930 WBEN. You might like it. It is
Well, I meant my knees. I mean, nothing wrong with biting of the knee. Let's get to the calls on WBEN. It's Katie in Orchard Park. Katie, welcome. You are on. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for taking the time out of your day to call me.
I had an interesting phone call today with a local town supervisor regarding the towns that are standing up against Mark Poloncarz's, four-phase plan.
Marilla, Grand Island, West Seneca, and the mayor of the village of Williamsville, Deborah Rogers. We've been in touch a lot.
Yes, I'm really proud of, those few towns that are actually taking a stand to protect our liberties. Unfortunately, the town supervisor I spoke to today told me that he feels that these town supervisors that are standing up are breaking the law. I don't understand how someone can be breaking the law for essentially, just stating their opinion that these mandates are far overreaching. The conversation lasted about 15 minutes, but this gentleman just feels that everything, Poloncarz is doing is for our safety.
Oh, what a douche.
Yes, I was very disappointed because I actually voted for this gentleman.
Is he a Democrat?
He's actually a Republican.
A Republican douche?
Yep, a Republican douche, exactly. That's kind of how I felt when I hung up the phone.
Well, Mark Poloncarz is doing this for our safety. Did you explain to him that the countries with the high vaccination rates and all the clampdowns and clampdowns aren't doing real well against COVID? In other words, if you're going to get COVID, you're going to get COVID. I expect to get COVID again.
It's funny you mentioned that, Tom, because I did bring up to this gentleman that, I'm concerned about what's going on in Europe, like in Austria, Germany, Australia. They're locking up the unvaccinated and barring them from public places. New Brunswick in Canada is now making it okay for grocery stores to deny entry for the unvaccinated.
Hard to imagine the Germans discriminating against anybody, huh?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, history.
Well, I mean, I talked about this last Friday, and I'm afraid these things are coming to the United States. I agree with those of you who say this is all about control. It is all about control. It's all about doing away with government as we know it, one world government. You know how we fight this variant? You know how we fight COVID? We need one world government. We need the same standards for everybody. We'll whip this virus yet. The global elite love this. I don't care if I sound like a zonked out conspiracy theorist, but come on. I mean, I've been reading history for a long time, and this is a bunch of crap. What they're putting us through is absolute and total crap. Okay? And again, though I don't want to talk about myself, but look, I'm a high risk guy. I got COVID 4 months after I got the vaccine. It was no big deal. I had a worse reaction from the shingles shot. I had a worse reaction from the second Moderna shot than I did from COVID. I mean, I'm sick on Friday, I'm sick on Saturday, and on Sunday evening, I'm at a party. And I've already had eyewitness evidence that I did nothing wrong at the party. Hold on, Katie, if you want to continue. As far as the law, Mark Poloncarz is taking a page from what the public... what is it? The public officers law. He has the power. Well, you know what? Just because you don't really have the power, Marky boy, big boy. You don't have power except the power that we the people have let you borrow. We the people have the power, you tool, you egomaniacal, cut in the cloth of Andrew Cuomo tool. No wonder the two of you butted heads when Cuomo wanted to take our ventilators and take them to New York City. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you're a bullheaded idiot. But, it is what it is, folks. COVID is here. It's not going anywhere. And you got a choice. Live your life or stay at home. If you want to stay at home, that's totally cool. I want to get out and live my life. Life is too short not to live it. Thank you. we will take your calls coming up. And I do expect to get COVID again. Why wouldn't I? It's out there. It's out there. Am I gonna lose sleep thinking about it at night? I think not. Are you? Are you going to lose sleep thinking about it? And again, I'm sorry if you're 90 years old. I'm sorry, this sounds very crass and cruel. My mother's almost there. You've had a really good run. I put my cat down today. She was 18, 19 years old. That's 92 years in human life. I'm sad about it, of course, but she had one hell of a good run and a great life.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.